probably confused as to why I talk so much about y'all now. And I know that to some of you it doesn't make that much sense. And I also know that, like, there are some of you that probably judge me, especially when I post scripture or anytime that I talk about y'all. But I'm honestly okay with that, though, because I don't really expect you to understand. At one point in time, I was just like you, judging people for posting all the time about y'all. I never understood it because I never really tried to, and I was in a really dark place spiritually, and I also wasn't at peace with myself. And so I feel like I was kind of, in a way, projecting that onto other people. But another reason that I never understood it is because I was really of this world and I didn't know who I was. Because how can you truly know yourself if you don't know Elohim? Because I didn't. So with that being said, some of you probably think you know me, but you don't. And if you know me from my past, then I'm sure you're the most perplexed about the way I've turned out. And it's okay, because at first I honestly was too. The journey for me started off very unfamiliar, mainly because I was self-critical and I judged myself the same way that I was judging others in this walk. It doesn't make any of it right, but it's the truth. I spent many months alone judging myself before I was able to openly speak about y'all. I didn't feel worthy of it. Partially because I was worried about what others would think of me, mainly because I didn't understand how someone like me could even speak on y'all. If you were to go and listen to some of my old podcasts, you could really hear the bitterness in my voice. I was really angry at the time with the world because my understanding then was not what it is now. And that was the old me, and I've accepted that. It's easy to say it now, but in the midst of my transformation, I had a hard time listening to the things that I was saying. But nevertheless, I left them up because I think it's important to be transparent and to take accountability for all the old versions of ourselves. Originally, I contemplated deleting them. I was really disturbed by my speech and the energy surrounding my words. My spirit really was in such a different place at the time, and I didn't realize how much I had changed until someone close to me brought it to my attention. I let go of a lot of the things that were keeping me in this box, in this cycle that was hindering me from growing spiritually. I got caught up in New Age spirituality because my discernment was lacking at the time. I can't sit here and say that there wasn't some truth to it, because there absolutely was. But later I came into the understanding that that is how deception works. You can't be truly deceived in a way that is beneficial to the deceiver without mixing in some truths. That's also how the traps work. And in the midst of it, you don't really see that until Yah reveals himself to you. And when it comes to doing a podcast, I don't pick out days to make them. I don't schedule them. It's just like, I just genuinely make them when I feel called to. So Yah put it on my spirit to talk about this, because I don't want there to be any confusion, especially as I continue building my relationship with him and expressing that through my artwork. I don't want people to think I'm perfect, because I'm not. I have absolutely no shame in letting you guys know that I'm not perfect and that I'm a work in progress, and that this is all very new to me. I am a student of life and of the Most High before anything else, but I feel like if we want more people to come to him, then we have to get real with ourselves and our own sins. We have to take accountability for them. But when you don't know Yah or have that relationship, it can be very difficult. For me, my journey with Yah began around the beginning of quarantine. And it's crazy, because spiritually, months before this, I was in such a different place. If you do know me on a personal level, then you know that I really love learning about melanated history, because it is distorted in the American school system. Learning the real history of my people allows my identity to be filled with a sense of empowerment, especially because we live in a world where the image of the black man and the black woman is distorted. So for me, growing up hearing about God, the disciples, and everything else under the religious sun was honestly just not that appeasing to me. Going to church honestly made me want to cry on the inside, because I disliked it so much. The energy of the church was always kind of off-putting to me as well, because I just didn't feel any type of connection to it. And another reason, well, really, honestly, the main reason that I struggled so much with putting my faith in God was because I knew the history behind Christianity, and I knew the motive behind the religion. I knew that Christianity and religion was, and honestly is, still one thing that has a spiritual stronghold on our people, because the truth is, you know, I'm a very honest person. At the end of the day, it was a tool used to enslave our people and destroy us mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And that brings me to another thing before I go on with that. I want to make it clear that I don't identify myself as a Christian, nor do I consider myself to partake in a religion, because like I said, it is a stronghold that I'll save that for another episode. But I just personally call myself a believer, or a person who has a relationship with and through the Most High. And before I continue, if you're a Christian, I am not coming at you or anything like that, because at the end of the day, it's really about our relationship with Yah and spreading His word. I'm sharing this because it was my main reasoning for putting off my relationship with the Most High. But based on the history of the Christian religion and the tactics it was created for in regards to melanated people, it in a way bred this deep animosity that I have for God. Because not only did I think this religion was Him, I also thought He was a white man. Furthermore, I thought all the people in the Bible were white. So it was just like, why would I even care to listen to that when I have no type of connection to it historically, and it was used to destroy my people? So it really wasn't until much later that I came into the truth about deception in general, the missing scriptures, the truth about who the real Israelites are, and the reason behind everything being distorted. And you know, the fact that all those images I saw of Yeshua growing up are just, one, forms of idol worship, and two, false images, which basically were meant to confuse melanated people about their history, I started to understand that in order for me to understand anything about who Yah really is, the first step was for me to quite literally and spiritually pull myself out of this world completely, and to go through a process of renewal in my mind, because all these preconceived notions I had some validity to them, but only because I was being exposed to a false doctrine filled with half-truths. Thinking about it now, I can see how my spirit was disturbed in the past, because it knew that what was trying to be forced on me was not the words of the true Yahusha. Finding the Sefer, being able to also just like look at other missing books, and understanding that the people in all those stories, depending on the nation, were melanated, honestly reshaped my whole mindset. And shortly after that, Yah just kept revealing Himself more and more to me when I was trying to get a greater understanding of who He really was. Because honestly, that's all I ever wanted, was to understand. And the main realization was that all I ever needed to do was to have my own personal relationship with Him. I didn't need to go to a church and listen to preachers who were only preaching this prosperity doctrine, nor this whitewashed version of Yah. And I say all of that just to stress the importance of building a personal relationship with Yah outside of what the world is saying about Him. Because truthfully, it is better to use your own discernment than to go to a church and be indoctrinated the same way that a school system does. They're honestly one and the same. And I'm not saying all churches are that way, but you just have to be careful and aware of these things, because at the end of the day, spiritual warfare is rampant in all sectors of our lives. You just have to have eyes to see it, because if you want to see it, you'll never look at the world the same again. So that brings me to the last thing that I wanted to speak about, which is the book of Hosea, because that is really what inspired this podcast episode, and also my first YouTube video that basically is connected to this podcast, honestly. So if you haven't checked that out, please do. Y'all was really working through me through that whole process, so if you want to be edified, I highly recommend that you go watch it. The scripture that I came across from the book of Hosea, I was actually just scrolling through Instagram one day when I read the words, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, and that's Hosea 4:6. And that really struck a chord with me, because one thing that I can say in this walk with Yah is that it becomes frustrating sometimes to see my own people caught up in the ways of the world, like I was at one point. Just getting distracted by things that Yah already predicted, partaking in habits that keep us bound in these different forms of generational trauma and spiritual hindrance. For me personally, one of the reasons that I got caught up in New Age spirituality was because I was trying to understand myself on a deeper level and find myself through things that honestly were hindering me from the type of growth that I wanted. As I said before, deception can really have you in this mindset that you're making strides in your growth. When you look back, you realize you were just going in circles, never really attacking the root of the issue like you thought you were. I was able to be deceived because I was lacking knowledge about myself, and I was seeking knowledge about myself without knowing God. And it made me realize, how can I truly know myself without knowing God? Especially if he made us in his image, why wouldn't I want to build a relationship with someone who knew me before I even had the awareness of my physical vessel? And it's honestly been a beautiful thing since I've allowed Jan to my life, because when I look back, I realized how he truly was always there, even though I was constantly pushing him away. I realized that the more I pushed Yah away, the more I was pushing myself away and finding ways to escape my own self. I realized that at the root of it, running away from Yah was me running away from myself and taking the accountability that it's nobody's fault but my own, that I didn't know who I was. Yes, I could sit here and go on and on about how history has been distorted and who did what. At the end of the day, if I didn't take the time to know Yah, then I wouldn't have known the spiritual aspects of everything that is taking place on earth now and to my people, nor the reason for it. So it's just like Yah wants us to do things a certain way, because each time we listen, we gain another level of understanding through him. And this brings me back to the book of Hosea. After I sat on the scripture for a while, I decided to actually read the book, and I'm really glad that Yah put that on me too, because it brought me an abundant amount of peace. And in the chapter, Yah uses the prophet Hosea, which his Hebrew name is Husha, and his marriage with Gomer, who is his wife, to basically symbolize Yah's promise to Israel. But what happens essentially in this chapter is that Yah tells Husha to not give up on his wife Gomer, even though she is committing adultery. He's instructed to love her despite her flaws and her unwillingness to listen to him. And I'm not going to go into the whole story, because I really want you to read it for yourself and experience it through your own lens. But basically, the story is like, our people are symbolic for Gomer, and Yah is like Husha. So I just thought that was kind of cool. But the story was eye-opening, because I used to feel really unworthy of Yah's love, and I never understood or felt like I was in the position to be speaking about him or to use my art to glorify him, mainly because of my past. But Yah never gave up on me, and he brought individuals into my life to remind me of that. And when I was reading this, I kept being reminded that Yah is faithful to us even when we lack knowledge, because he made a promise to restore his covenant with us. The thing is that we have to repent and keep his laws, which seems like so much, but when you think about how much this world requires from you, how it treats our people, and how it will spit you out as soon as you don't conform to what it wants, you still do what I ask of you after being shown that it could care less about you. And that's just kind of interesting to me, because Yah doesn't ask for much in comparison to what this world asks of us, but yet we still run. And I get it, because I used to be the one running, but that was because I lacked an understanding of who Yah was. My perception of Yah was always based on this watered-down worldly doctrine of him, and it was always based on what other people's relationship with Yah was. And I'm just here to tell you that you cannot know Yah until you experience him and build a relationship with him on your own. And I'm not saying don't listen to other people, but just to use your own discernment after building a relationship with him. There's a difference between knowing of someone and knowing them on a personal level. The same principles apply to knowing Yah. You have to stop relying on the system, whether it be presidents, the government, voting, etc., because it was never designed to help you. Instead, it was really just about keeping you in circles and keeping you from Yah. We have to learn our past, especially if we want to truly understand our present. It's important to know that Yah never gave up on me, even when I believed I wasn't worthy of his love. And he showed me that through this chapter, how much I personally have grown since my older content. This is just a piece of me that I'm leaving here, because I am finally at a place in my life where Yah has given me the strength and the confidence to share this with you all. I was really struggling with how to explain myself, and Yah said to just do it before I put out anything else. So that's what I'm doing now. And with that being said, if you are struggling with any type of feelings of unworthiness when it comes to Yah, or glorifying Him because you feel like your past is something you are ashamed of, let go of that shame, but learn from your past. And I really want to challenge you to read Hosea and write down what stands out to you, because it really is a representation of Yah's faithfulness in the midst of our sins and our afflictions. Yah knows our past like no one else, and He still chooses to remind us of His presence, even if in the moment we don't realize it. So thank you.